custom has always been to rotate the chair.
Yeah.
But they passed over Dick Myers and Joe Bolcom because you might, most of those people are dead, but but basically they were rabble rousers.
Well, there were some of the others that was that way early on, too, because there was between a couple departments, there was a couple fights.
And our secretary, our old secretary's first day in office, as secretary, she had to separate two supervisors from a fist fight.
Recorder and supervisor.
Oh, it was recorder and supervisor.
Yeah, Pat and I get in a fight almost every day.
But so far we haven't had to, like, separate you.
Mine's on.
She's just reminding us this is streaming.
And that's a joke, of course.
The microphone's on means I'm streaming. Watch yourself.
Pat likes me so much he couldn't move more than a seat away from me.
Called to order the formal meeting of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors, the formal organizational meeting for the beginning of the year. First item is Board of Supervisors business, and that is to elect the chairperson and vice chairperson. Do we have a nomination for chairperson?
I nominate Rod Sullivan as chairperson.
Second.
Motion to nominate Rod Sullivan as chairperson by Reddick, second by Carberry. Roll call.
Arnie?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you.
You have it.
Yay. So Pat gets to do his year-end speech. You guys weren't here, so he didn't deliver it.
Wait till
Thursday.
It's in the
newsletter. You're not gonna like give a speech. You wait till we're on TV. I'll have you know that Rod, in that very very tight and contentious meeting last week, we finished in 4 minutes. And it would have been a lot less, but we had to yell, go Hawks.
Yeah.
So 4 minutes is the...
Well, I was on there.
Yeah, I understand. 4 minutes.
Mike. Yeah.
And so I text Terrence, just so you know, but I didn't hear back from him, saying that we're blaming every other meeting of the year on him. So...
He's busy.
Okay, well, I guess I'll take over from here then. Thank you very much, Pat, and thank you for your year serving as chair. As everybody who's done this knows, it is extra work, and appreciate
you
taking it on.
Pat, you didn't have a disaster declaration.
It's just as well. Mine was usually the tornadoes and storms, but it's not.
I just wanted to congratulate you on that, on the... December 23rd, when that tornado watch came on, that crossed my mind, and I didn't want to verbalize it, that would be the way to do it, in the dead of winter, have a tornado. So congratulations.
Get him around.
Now, Rod, the reservoir is like flapping there, so.
It's going down now. It was really getting right up there.
It was there last time I did this. Okay, well, let's move on then. Number two on our agenda today is designate the meeting days.
We didn't do the vice chair yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boy, I'm off to an inauspicious start. Okay, our next election is the election of the vice chair. So I would entertain a motion.
I'm going to nominate Janelle Reddick as vice chair of the Johns County Board of Supervisors.
Second.
Moved by Carberry, second by Harney. Discussion? Roll call.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you. Rod's had a record of 2 disaster declarations, and I had 2, and neither one of us need any more. So we're going to pass them all on to Mike in the third year.
No. Mine will be scot-free.
All right. So the next item on our agenda is to designate the official meeting days and times.
I'd make the motion we do those designated meeting days and times the second Thursday of each month at 5:30 for board meetings and 9 a.m. on the other meetings.
And there are 3 weeks where you've designated alternates. And so last year those were red. So I'll cover those. March 8th. You'll meet on Tuesday because of the ISAC Spring School. November 22nd, you'll meet that Tuesday because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and then the next week also Tuesday the 29th because of the ISAC Fall School.
Thank you. I jumped there before I should have. I forgot we made those changes. I'll adjust my motion to meet that.
And who seconded?
I did.
Okay. And you're okay with that change?
I didn't, but I will.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Further discussion? Roll call.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we designate the official newspapers of Johnson County.
And you have requests from the Iowa City Press Citizen, the Lone Tree Reporter, the Solon Economist, and North Liberty Leader to be designated as official publications.
I move that designation.
Second.
Moved by Reddick, second by Harney. Discussion? Roll call.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, next is the Board of Supervisors' appointments to various boards and commissions, and we have a relatively long list that we have gone over a couple of different times, and Andy assured me this is in the packet, and so we will just refer to what's in our packet, and that'll go into the minutes for this discussion. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the attached list.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Reddick, second by Harney. Discussion?
So I think the last page, which is not our own boards and commissions, yep, is inaccurate.
Oh, that didn't get updated, it looks like.
Yeah, I've got a few that I need to get on there.
So we'll have Angela fix those, but those aren't.
And just for the record, anyway, they're only listed because of any potential conflict of interest. It's a transparency, but so ignore the last page for now. Yep. And they change all the time.
Yeah. Any further discussion on that? Roll call.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Next is a motion to designate the chairperson to authorize election recounts. I'm just going to jump in real quick here. The next five items on the agenda are really all things that over the years we have we have found ourselves in certain circumstances needing to have an emergency meeting on a fairly short notice, and it's really hard to do sometimes. And so what we've taken to doing is simply authorizing the chair to do these certain things when a kind of an emergency arises so that we don't have to have a special meeting to get some of these things done. So obviously, if we have the ability to have a meeting when any of these things come up, we can certainly do that. It's just kind of a protection that we've built in. So the first one of those is to designate the chairperson to authorize election recounts.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Reddick, second by Carberry. Discussion.
Well, this just came about.
Yeah.
There often recounts are by petition and or challenged by a candidate by petition. And so we don't have a choice but to authorize them. This last one was an administrative requested recount by the auditor's office for University Heights. And while the chairperson had the authorization to go ahead and sign that, we were meeting anyway and decided to vote. And so, I mean, I think that's a good point. If we can vote on them, we might as well.
Yeah, we...
Just so the public has another notice.
Yeah, we always have tried to do these things under normal meeting circumstances if we can, but this is just a protection that we've found we need. So, further discussion? Roll call.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next is a motion to authorize the chairperson to sign grant applications if necessary to meet grant deadlines.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Harney, second by Reddick. Discussion?
The only thing I would note is that this is specifically grant application, so it's not authorizing the chair to sign contracts. So the thinking is,
right,
if an application is necessary, and if the board had any objections, obviously the grant could be turned down, but this makes sure we comply with the deadlines.
That's an excellent point. Further discussion? Roll call.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next is a motion authorizing the chairperson to sign letters of sympathy on behalf of the board on the death of local officials and other persons.
Move approval.
Seconded.
Moved by Carberry, second by Reddick. Discussion? Roll call.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye. Motion carries. Item 8 on our agenda is a motion authorizing the 2016 Community Foundation of Johnson County account for the Children's Initiative Charitable Giving Fund. This authorizes certain people to have access to the funds that are held at the Johnson County Community Foundation.
Move approval.
Moved by Reddick.
Second.
Second by Harney.
I'm sorry, I was pausing because there's the Livable Communities 2 funds.
And that's going to be on Thursday's promo.
Okay. So next year we'll have that on this master list?
Yep.
Okay.
And I would just...
Do you have the list, Andy, of who that is?
Yes. Any of the accounts on the charitable or through the charitable fund at the Community Foundation, the board's practice has been to require 2 signatures for any withdrawal and to have 3 authorized signers on the account so that hopefully there's always 2 available when needed. And so it has been the applicable department head, myself, and then the board chair. So then that's how this ends up on your organizational meeting. So for this fund, it is Social Services Director Lynette Jacoby and myself, and then the board chair.
Thanks. Do you
have something to say?
This is next.
Yeah. So Livable Communities has 2 funds. You're aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. That was it.
Further discussion on this? Roll call.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next is authorization for 2016 with the Community Foundation of Johnson County for the account for the Johnson County Armory and Veterans Memorial Fund.
Move approval.
Seconded.
Moved by Carberry, second by Reddick. Discussion. Andy, you want to tell us who's on that?
Sure. The signers for this are Veterans Affairs Director Gary Boseneiler, myself, and the board chair.
Okay. Very good.
And Gary, you just showed up to make sure we do it? Oh, he wants an autograph.
Any comments, Gary?
Getting to work right away.
He apparently has money he needs to pay bills with.
No, I didn't have the document, and I've been too busy. I apologize to get the document over to Angela due to year end and year beginning. So I'll just give this to Andy and come back later.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Carberry?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 10 is authorize the chairperson to issue orders of mandatory evacuations and mandatory curfews in cases where the governor of the state of Iowa has proclaimed there to be a state of disaster emergency in and for any portion of unincorporated Johnson County.
Move approval.
I'll second it, but I actually have a question about this.
Well, yeah. Okay. Moved by Harney, second by Reddick. Discussion.
It's when the governor has authorized it, but, and I know we voted on this last year since it came up, but mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't thinking clearly. Like, when I was chair, I ordered disaster declarations without the governor, and we may have moved to mandatory evacuations before the governor got in, although I don't remember. But that could happen. Have we ever talked about that?
I think we've done an emergency through a board meeting to declare.
So if it's not a governor's declaration, I mean, that's what would have to happen here. If it's not a governor's declaration, you couldn't order a curfew or evacuation. Yeah. You would have to call a special meeting.
And we actually, when I did do this in 2008. And we had probably the most interesting meeting I've ever been a part of. We had myself, Janet, and Tom Slockett in the atrium of the jail with Sally and Larry on the phone. And we couldn't reach Pat, and we couldn't reach Terrence, and we had an emergency meeting and did this. And it was very not in keeping with the way we usually do things. So
I suppose, playing devil's advocate, and maybe we talked about this before when we started doing this, but the chairperson has the right to declare a local disaster declaration, right? You don't need anybody's permission. So if we empowered the chairperson, not that Rod or any of us would ever do this, to do this also with their own declaration, they'd have the power to declare a declaration and evacuate people without any public meeting. And, I mean, at least in this case, the governor has to be a party to it.
Well, I think that might be why we have it in there that way.
Right.
So nobody got a little too froggy.
So you didn't get a little too power hungry. I'm fine with this. And
obviously, anytime it gets done, it's at the recommendation of the emergency management coordinator. So,
and they're always in touch with the state and federal people. So.
Right.
I'd have to go back. And
I mean, it might be a good question to ask Dave, but I don't think it's anything that probably has to stop us from voting here.
Yeah, we should definitely approve this one, and we should think about whether or not we want something else to happen.
Question maybe to ask Dave for future.
Yep. I'd have to check the code requirements on it, too. I don't know.
Yeah. Further discussion on this? Okay, seeing none, roll call.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Harney?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are to other. The only other thing I would say, obviously we're also in a unique position right now since we're only sitting here with four supervisors. It does take three affirmative votes to pass anything. So I just want to remind everybody to, until the end of January, when a new supervisor is seated, to remember to be in contact with Andy if for whatever reason you're ever going to miss a meeting or anything, because attendance is particularly important right now. So, and obviously we will have a new person seated, the 27th? 26th of January. So we're looking forward to that and getting back to a little more normal circumstance here. So anything else other from anybody else?
You said 26th? I thought they were getting sworn in on Monday after the canvas event.
Is that not the 26th?
I think that's January 25th.
Okay. Well, I did it without looking at the calendar.
Okay.
So. The only thing other is that those other dates other than the spring school, I didn't get on my calendar where we're having the Tuesday meetings.
Here they are right here if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
11/22 and 11/29. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. We will have that posted. The only other thing that I would have is you had reserved some time if there was a need for a work session following this meeting, and last week was so blissfully quiet that we'll cover things tomorrow and Wednesday. So there's not a work session following this meeting.
Can we talk about, it doesn't matter to me, so I have nothing to do. I was just curious. Okay. Are we still thinking tomorrow we'll go 9 to 4?
No.
Okay. Are we taking a lunch break or?
I think it's possible you're done before lunch.
Okay.
There's a pre-evaluation, so one scenario is you're done before lunch. The other scenario is you come back for a pre-evaluation after a lunch break. But
a pre-evaluation? Did I forget to score somebody?
You just got an email reminder. Yep. So.
Okay. MHDS director.
All right. Oops.
Which we moved around a little bit, so it's a day earlier than you were maybe planning on.
Okay. And so, maybe one-ish or two-ish.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, we're going to keep our pattern on the Wednesdays from 9 to 11:30 and 1:30 to 4?
Yes.
Or earlier if we're finished.
Right. Okay. That's standing.
But program that standing.
Yeah.
Yes. And now on This Wednesday, most of the morning is going to be kind of the final and important meeting with the architects for the ambulance medical examiner facility. There may be some opportunity over the lunch hour for some informal conversation. I mean, samples and stuff spread around that, you know, just kind of some informal, not board discussions, but question and answer or whatever. So depending on your lunch.
Okay.
I have nothing scheduled. So.
And I also don't think Wednesday will be a full day, but.
So then our intention to start hammering out the budget for real is the 11th?
Yes, 11th and 12th.
Okay.
The 12th will be, I was just working on that before I came in, block grants and the five-year road plan. And tomorrow, I'm not sure where finance is with additional numbers, but for sure next week.
Okay, perfect.
And the 20th, I'm going to go to ISAC.
Well, you are going to go up, okay. Let's see.
That's the Wednesday, right, the 20th?
Okay.
Is ISAC school?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's only three of us then, so.
And lots of other meeting times, so we can, tomorrow during an internal process.
Yeah, we'll talk about that out.
We want to do with that, but I think that there's flexibility to work around that.
Okay,
anything else other? Anybody? Seeing none, comments from the public? Seeing none, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.